and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
But I'm Sean.
And here we are again.
And we have
more books.
And we have more mic stands.
We do. This is new.
Yeah, I bought us two new mic stands. So now you get to not hold your mic, and I get to not hold my mic.
Yeah, maybe I won't, like, my voice won't fade in and out as I gesticulate.
Well, also,
I am Italian. I talk with my hands. I can't
well,
help
also,
it.
Too, the problem with holding the mic is you just hear clunk, 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 clunk. You know, when somebody
really?
Holds it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you listen hard enough. I mean,
okay, I don't listen hard enough.
I made that mistake when I went to go to, when I was recording on the episode of Gilbert Gottfried's podcast.
Yeah.
Went to Dick Van Dyke's house and was like, yeah, you guys hold the mics. 90-year-old Dick Van Dyke can hold this mic.
90-year-old dude, Dick Van Dyke
I know
works
he can,
out more than I do.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke is in great shape for 90-year-old.
He gets up every morning. He dances and he sings. And dude, man, he is in amazing shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good
no,
for him.
He's in good, he's doing all right. So yeah, I was like, yeah, hold the mic. But I mean, I got chewed out for that. And I learned my lesson going forward that, mic stand, desktop mic stands were created for a reason.
Yes,
with regard
they were.
To podcasting.
Just, and, I told Sean when we bought these, I'm like, I'm going to cut an album now. Because we got like a mic stand. We got these like fancy things. What is this like wind guard thing?
Some pop filter.
Yeah,
We have had these before.
I know, but the other one broke, remember?
Well, I ripped the other one
last
week.
Yeah, you broke it.
these are new. So yeah, we got some.
Yeah, now
I'm
cutting an album, guys.
So what kind of album are you going to cut?
You know, I really haven't gotten that far yet. I've just gotten to the part of, hey, I could do that because I have a microphone now.
Yeah.
I can't sing worth shit.
Yeah.
But that hasn't stopped anybody before.
No, definitely hasn't.
I can figure out how to auto-tune.
Yeah, you can do that.
Man, maybe I'd be like one of those really sad women, like cut an album where I'm just awful, and then I'll just put it on YouTube. And I'll like wear clothes that are way too tight for me when I film the video.
Please
and it'll
don't
just
do.
It'll be
I
one
mean,
of those
or,
things
I mean,
that they show on At Midnight.
Yeah, please don't make it on At Midnight.
For that reason?
For reasons because you are not you are trying too hard to impress. I mean, you know, I'm certain you can find your way on at midnight just by being yourself. But, yeah.
But what if I want to wear too tight clothes at a cowboy hat?
I mean, look, you can. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
I'm just saying I probably shouldn't put it online when I do
but
it.
But if you don't want to, yeah, I mean, it's just not going to be as inner.
Turn myself into a GIF. And yeah, I say GIF with a G.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Fuck straight. Yeah, what? Damn straight it is.
Damn straight.
Fucking fight me if you don't believe it.
No. Yeah. So, but I don't want to... yeah, I don't want. I was gonna say something about.
You're gonna be the guy from The Smiths.
No, not that kind of sad. I'm talking like
it could be some
pathetic. Like pathetic life sad. You know, like people shouldn't be.
Adam Sandler and The Wedding Singer.
No, not. No, I'm not talking about like real life sad.
Oh,
which actually would be the great name for your album.
Real life sad.
Real life sad.
That's the name of my album, guys. Look for it in Targets.
Jen Stansfield sings the songs you didn't want to hear.
Nobody wanted to hear.
Yeah, but we have new gear, a little bit of new gear. So
sure.
Hopefully this sounds nice, and we are, you know, we go all of our way to we're trying.
Yeah, this is a serious endeavor.
Where we swear. Well,
we've
been doing it for over 100 episodes. I sure
that's
hope
true.
It's serious.
You know, we have been doing it a long time.
That's a long time to do a podcast.
But we just got an email address too, and we have some correspondence.
Yes, we do.
So that's very exciting.
So do you want? Well, our correspondence.
Do you want me to read this first?
Okay, so this has a heads up. Our correspondence is from both. Is on Twitter and on Instagram or no. Twitter and
someone sent us an email.
An email, but it's the same person.
I know, but still, it's very exciting.
Okay, so we have correspondence from it's by the same gentleman, but I will start with the Twitter correspondence. And
what's his handle?
His handle is at Comic Reflection.
Mm-hmm, that's Nick.
That is our buddy Nick at Comic Reflection. No S at the end, so Comic Reflection on Twitter. And he's responding to my porcupine discussion from last week.
Oh, yes.
About what happened to porcupine and why. And now, mind you, I didn't do any further research on my own on this.
Of course not.
I just didn't get around to it. But
we don't do research on this show.
But he went out of his way to say, look, let's see. The original porcupine is still dead. So the guy that fell on his own thing.
And who's trying to sell a suit.
And his sad sweater and his whatever.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Dead.
The Ken Bone of comic books. He does look like Ken. Actually, going back to it, he does look a lot like Ken Bone.
Yeah, does anybody remember Ken Bone after all the bullshit that's happened since
look
then?
Look how much good Ken Bone did us.
Thanks, Ken Bone.
Thanks, Ken Bone. You've done absolutely nothing. Why do people still remember you? I'm mad at Ken Bone now.
You're the only person who remembers him. His own mother doesn't remember him.
Somebody, one of Jenny Johnson on Instagram recalled, because she had like a Twitter convo with him, and I'm like, why are you still remembering him? You know, I mean, I understand. You know,
nothing exists before the election anymore.
No, I don't want to think back to a time before the election.
It doesn't exist.
Because I can't, because it's too good of a time.
Oh, damn you, Ken Bone, and your cheerful red sweater.
Anyways, he says, I believe, so the original porcupine is still dead. He had a copycat who I think is dead, who is dead too. In parentheses, I believe current porcupine is unrelated to his predecessors and is a mutant.
Now
this is why I'm going to have to delve into figuring this out more. I'll just maybe doing a bit of research here. And thank you, Ken, for... thank you, Nick, for at Comic Reflection on Twitter for sending this in. I appreciate you trying to help out here. Because I responded, I go, but they look so similar. Like, the outfit that he's wearing in... The outfit's being worn in the new Spider-Woman comic that I saw him in is pretty similar to the final-ish outfit that I was familiar with from from the porcupine before he died.
Right.
So I'm like, well, did somebody just find another suit? Because I can understand.
They found it in the water. They found a suit in the
water. No, you know what happened to cat. You know what happened to the suit was, so he died and Captain America took it upon himself to put the suit in the Avengers mansion as as an honored foe of the Avengers.
I would have just thrown it in the water. It's where people get suits in comic books.
It just washes up in Australia.
They're like, this is wrapped in seaweed. I'll put it on my body.
A shark's wearing it. The shark becomes a new porcupine. I would actually, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome if it was a shark porcupine.
Shark porcupine.
Oh, so sci-fi, call us. That's your new movie.
Sharkupine.
Sharkupine.
Sharkupine. Porky shark.
I like Sharkupine.
I like Sharkupine too.
Sharkupine tornado.
Sharkupine.
Sharkupine NATO.
Sharkupine. That sounds like
I don't even think that's just sounds.
That's just syllables. That's not even real sound. That's not even real words. That's never a word.
We've entered into gibberish.
But they left it there. So I'm trying to figure out, like, well, did somebody, like, why? Because why? I don't know. I'd have to read where this comes up, where they're like, well, somebody really wanted to have that issue, or really have that outfit.
Yeah.
Recreated because they were such a fan of said porcupine and thought that it was viable, which, I mean, it never really was because he was really bad at it. And maybe just somebody really competent decided to take on the suit, or, you know, somebody stole it from the Avengers Mansion, because the Avengers Mansion has been blown up and...
Oh, God, yeah.
Raided and all that stuff. So it's very possible somebody was like, oh, I'll take this. I mean, take what you can grab. It's kind of like,
smash and grab?
Yeah, kind of like, I was like, I'll just take this, like, instead of taking the,
See, the guy who showed up last was the only thing left. Yeah, I came all the way here.
It's kind of like,
steal something.
It's kind of like back in the day, this is for Buffalo people, who, when the Hills department store was shutting down and they were doing, and all they had left at one point was a sidewalk sale, and they're selling broken crayons.
Aww.
That was pretty much... That's what I heard. I didn't actually go to buy broken
crayons. That's just like any store closing. You remember when they closed like Borders down? It was just like, you went in there, it was like four books and just like a couple fixtures left, and that was it.
Yeah, like four books, nothing that you want to actually read or ever read. Yeah, but that was that was the porcupine suit.
Yeah.
But thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. At Comic Reflection.
At Comic Reflection on Twitter. So go ahead and let's read the email that he sent
us. So he says, hi, Jen and Sean. Hi, Nick. Thanks for the shout out on your latest episode. About the extraction of gold from the seawater, there is at least some scientific fact behind that. Back in the Silver Age, DC was really big on injecting science into comic book stories. For example, Adventure Comics number 271 from April 1960, a Noah's Ark-themed villain, yes, really, named Captain Noah, builds biblical-type ark, which houses machinery that both causes storms at sea and extracts gold from the seawater. We need this comic book, by the way. Good thing Aquaman didn't have time for his bullshit and beat him up. Best regards, Nick. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
So I did actually Google this because last time I was like, you can't get gold out of seawater. So there is gold in seawater.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe it was something like 13th. For every liter of seawater, there is 13 billionth of a gram of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like nothing. So for Goldface in our comic book last week to actually build a plant to extract that gold from the seawater, it would take him forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He would be doing it.
Like, it's fucking pointless. Like, why even bother at that?
He would probably have, like...
It would take forever just to even get a gram of gold. If you have a 13th billionth of a gram...
He would have, like,
a pound... In a liter of seawater.
You'd have a pound of gold, and he would be... I mean, look, if he did it... slow enough. No, you'd have to do it really fast.
Like you would have to just churn through it just to even get anything.
Yeah, no, so I mean he's full shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, gold face.
Yeah.
But your plan is not sound.
Yes, and I got that stat, by the way. I'm gonna actually cite a source.
Ooh.
I got this from the National Ocean Service.
Yeah.
So right. Which is on oceanservice.noaa.gov.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it says each liter of seawater contains on average about 13th billionths of a gram of gold.
Quotable science.
There you go. It's actual science. So thank you, Nick, for cluing me in. Like I said last week, I went to art school. Well, yeah. I don't fucking know anything.
Well, I didn't learn that at all.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Ever. So this
no,
is,
I didn't learn that ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is great news, science news.
Also art school. Yeah.
So, yeah. But so thank you, Nick, for your correspondence this week. And if you are a new listener to the show or you're a current old listener to the show and you want to interact with us, I'll give my Twitter out. My Twitter's out now.
Sure.
You can tweet me at AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. And the Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com. And people can contact you.
At Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to email us, it's worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's how you reach us. So,
yeah, send us an email. We read them.
So we're going to take a break.
We are.
Because we're only going to do one book today.
Oh, shit.
But I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play some promos. Play a promo.
Oh, yeah, we have promos now.
We're working on promos. And we will... You know, we're gonna do that.
We're trying to make, you know, we're making connections. We're doing podcast things.
Podcast things.
Things. Stuff and things.
Stuff and things. So we're doing that. We'll play a promo and we'll be right back with our book for this week.
DC Comics Presents Show.
I guess the podcast is getting into the public's ear. Wish I could do more to promote the DC Comics Presents Show. Maybe it's time to do another promo. I'll do it right now. Interruptions. Always interruptions. Hello. Yes, this is Russell Bragg. Yes, I host the DC Comics Presents Show. How can I help you? Let me get this straight. You want to write a newspaper article on me and my show? Well, how can I help you? Well, let's see. The DC Comics Presents Show is a podcast covering the DC Comics Presents comic book starring Superman. In it, Superman teams up with any number of characters in the DC Comics universe. I also have a few segments I've added. I do listener feedback. I have a segment called Russell's Comic Brag, where I brag about a comic that I recently picked up. I do a spotlight on Superman's guest. Every once in a while, I have to do a hostess ad. And to round out the show, I go to the Comic Spinner Rack to see what other comics were on sale. Thanks for reminding me. I guess that would be important on how people can find the show. People can go to the show's main website at www.bragaboutcomics.com. they can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Prom, the host of Comic Reflections, a podcast devoted to Silver and Bronze Age comics. Join me and my spunky sidekicks, Jeff Barnhart, the crusty curmudgeon from Dogpatch USA, and Spencer Valadez, podcasting's very own Apache Chief, as we discuss the grooviest comic books of yesteryear. You'll find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at comicreflections.wordpress.com. What are you waiting for? Tune in, turn on, and kick ass.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever. Jen and Sean doing comics. Oh, yeah. So our comic this week... it's a 70s comic. We're gonna go to the 70s. We did the 80s and the 90s last week, so let's hustle on to something from the 70s.
Sure.
From, I think, 1975 to be exact. It is Supervillain.
You've been watching too much.
Why can't I talk?
I don't know.
What happened?
Are you broken?
Yes. Supervillain team up number 3 from December 1975. It's Dr. Doom and the Savage Submariner teaming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got Dr. Doom and the Submariner on the cover laying waste to Atuma. I think as I say it, Atuma.
Atuma.
Atuma, Tiger Shark, and Dr. Dorcas.
Yeah, fucking Dr. Dorcas.
Is that how you would say that, right?
Dorcas?
D-O-R-C-A-S? Dorcas?
I assume so, yes.
How else do you say it? Dorcas? Darkus?
I like Dorcas. We can just call him Dr. Dork.
Dr. Dork?
He dies anyway. It doesn't matter.
Does he die here?
He dies. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right. This is when he... No, I thought he died in a different issue.
Well, maybe he didn't actually... He dies. You can't tell me he doesn't die, but we'll talk about that.
Well, look, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this book is that
both of the people we're supposed to be rooting for are cold-blooded murderers.
Well, I mean, Namor. See, here, okay, well, I have a lot of issues with this book. I have a lot of issues with the world today. I have a few fleeting problems with this book.
You have a quibble?
I have a quibble. A few quibbles with this book. So, on the cover you have Dr. Doom and, Dr. Doom and Submariner laying waste to these three baddies. Mm-hmm. Dr. Doom laying a blast and he's like, your mindless hordes must fall beneath the ultimate power of Dr. Doom. And Atuma?
I think it's Atuma. We can just call him Tuna.
I'm going to say Atuma because Atuma just makes me feel like... I
think it's Atuma, but we could call him Tuna.
No, because that's not his name.
What if it was his name?
It's not his name. He's a man fish man.
What if that's what tuna really is?
No.
Have you ever seen a real tuna? Like, not in a can?
I'm trying to think.
So you don't know it's not a man fish man.
Mm, okay.
A delicious man.
Good to know that the tuna I've been eating my entire life is an edible blue man.
Is it like, would that technically be cannibalism or is it like half cannibalism because he's kind of man, but more fish?
Yeah, do the Atlanteans taste like fish?
I mean,
if they get caught caught in a net and, you know, and process their meat. Would they
processed in a canning plant?
Yeah,
in Mr. Burns's canning plant.
Mr. Burns's Atlantean slurry. Atlantean slurry. I think eating Atlantean slurry would make us superpowered.
You're hoping for
an Atlantean to get caught up in there like this dummy.
Yeah.
A tuna. Anyway, so yeah, Atuma is saying no Doom today. Atuma rules supreme, but he is not doing. Atuma's teaming up with, you know, we don't see Dr. Dorcas, but we see Tiger Shark. And Tiger Shark is upside down, like he's just getting punched. He's getting swatted by a Submariner, and he's like, you know, he's not even
because he's like in a ship.
Yeah, because there's like these like Octomechs or whatever they have.
There's a lot of weird in this book. Let's be honest. I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway.
Anyways, so supervillain team. It's a supervillain team up. Yeah.
Supervillain team up.
Supervillain team up. Super Village People.
Super Village People.
Super Village People. Man.
There was a Dr. Doom in the Village People.
Super Village People would have been a great book.
Let's bring that back. I'm going to pitch that title. We're going to make Super Village People.
Well, you got like the police officer. That could have been like, you know, who's a super cop in the WCW? Or like Lady Cop.
Oh, yeah.
She could have been in there.
Yeah.
The Indians, you could have like Red Wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
The cowboy, you know, like, you know, Two-Gun Kid.
Vigilante.
Or Vigilante.
Yeah.
You know, or Jonah Hex. You know, that's
Jonah Hex, super, that would have worked.
These are just DC, but you know, who cares?
That's okay.
So the story is called If Vengeance Fails.
It doesn't fail. It doesn't fail.
We were watching.
Don't worry about that.
Last night we were watching Phenomena by Dario Argento.
Yeah.
And one of the few good movies from the 80s that features a positive monkey vengeance.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that monkey, he gets his revenge.
He gets his revenge. Most of the time in monkey violence movies, monkeys are causing problems.
Yes, and it's usually the humans who have to get the vengeance on the monkey.
It feels funny, but this is the other way around.
This is the other way around.
Positive monkey vengeance occurs in this movie.
Yes, it does.
I highly recommend it. Anyway, so we got Submariner. He is ready to go wild on Dr. Dorcas. And he's being held back by Atuma and Tiger Shark.
Because we have to also say that on this very first page, we are picking up right after a lady got fridged.
Yeah.
So what's her name? Betty.
Betty Dean, who
is like a green Atlantean lady.
Green Atlantean lady. She's also the daughter of Jimmy Dean, who makes sausages.
Well,
the connection.
There's a connection.
If you're green, you taste like sausage. If you're blue, you taste like tuna.
Oh, wow. See, now we know things.
And if you're Namor, you just taste like human, because he's the one that you shouldn't eat. That was his tagline in the 70s. Submariner, the one you shouldn't eat.
So she has just been killed in the last issue. So she's just laying there dead. And Submariner's like, no, my feelings, my plot point. So he's all sad.
Yeah.
And angry.
He's
more angry than anything else.
And so he's, but he's getting beat up.
Yeah. So he's getting beat up. In which one? There's Tiger Shark. So Tiger Shark's like kicking him in the face. And then Atuma is like stomping on it.
Well, here's the thing. This is weird physics wise. Cause
yeah.
All of it's just weird physics wise, but Atuma is doing, his best Kevin Sullivan impression and doing a double foot stomp on.
He looks like he's doing a squat actually.
That too, but he's doing the full stomp on,
Namor.
Mm-hmm. And Namor somehow just lifts a leg and an arm and knocks this guy head.
Like swats him away.
He swats him away, but from that vantage point on the ground, how do you generate? I mean, I know he's strong.
Yeah, but.
But you can't just go, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, and hit somebody that hard that is already pretty much striking. Like, he's already pretty much, like, jumping on him.
He's on his chest.
He's on his chest.
And here's what also doesn't make any sense. So, like, these two are fighting him, and Atuma jumps on him, and he's like, the opportunity to smash my greatest foe is long overdue. And so he kicks him off, and Namor says something like, Namor, was ever your better. And then as Atum is sitting there being like, my head or whatever, Tiger Shark gives him this weird lecture on how he shouldn't talk to him.
Yeah.
I read this panel four times. I don't understand.
Oh, is this what you were telling me about this morning?
What does this mean? What the fuck? What do you mean words? He's like, words, Atuma. Blah, blah, blah.
Words, Atuma. Even if he is just a slimy half-breed out on his feet from Dorcas' weapons. Excuse me. He is still too much of a man to be beaten by high and mighty words.
And if he had here, I guess,
and words are something that Tiger Shark ain't got no use for.
Right. I would understand this if all Atuma was doing is talking to him. But Atuma, as we see, just stomped on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So what the hell are you even talking about?
And Tiger Shark's the one that's talking. Tiger Shark, like, even before when he kicks
he was monologuing and he's like, no, we're shut up, no more talking, we're gonna start punching. They were already physically fighting, and then he gives him the speech. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit here.
And Tiger Shark's being the hypocrite, because Tiger Shark was the one saying, oh, I can't wait to kick your ass.
Yeah.
And then he's still talking as they're still talking.
They're still talking. And then Tiger Shark jumps at him, and then Namor's like, words, what does he say here? He says, your words have won the respect of the Submariner.
What?
I'm like, what? I don't, what the fuck are you even talking about?
Did he win
about?
A speech award?
I don't know.
Oh, is there someone? Did I miss something? Did I miss a ceremony where you gave him a statue?
Yeah, I don't.
I had one of those. That's why I was like,
I just don't understand why that panel's there. So anyway, and then Tiger Shark's like, I ain't got time for your speeches, Gill Man, and he punches him.
Yeah, so he's getting.
And I was like, so
because Storm Namor is kind of weak right now because he's gotten
Yeah, he's having a hard day, so he gets punched. He's in the background, creepily lurking throughout this whole thing.
Okay, here's. Well, first of all, I have something very, and you probably don't know much about.
I know nothing.
You know about this, about Namor.
Besides the fact that he's weird.
Right. Yeah. He's just a weird haughty man.
He's a weird character.
He's a weird haughty man with wings, feet, and muscles and everything. But this is back when he's wearing his black, his weird. How do I describe this outfit? His scaly like vest that he has with the fit wings on it, and they always kind of label him a villain,
mm-hmm.
but like he's not really a villain. I don't understand. I never really kind of understood that because I've always seen him as a hero, but it's like when he's been like introduced into certain stories, he's there to as the Prince of Atlantis, mm-hmm. he's always like, I want to ruin humanity, and I want the world, I want everything, I want to be the king of the surface world and the water world. But then sometimes he's like, I just care about the water world,
right?
I don't understand this. So that's why, which is why it's weird, because it's like, supervillain team, it does feature like Red Skull,
yes,
there's other books. Other villains involved in these stories, but this is just strange. It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he is a villain. He's supposed to be a heel here, but he's kind of a good guy. And I guess maybe he's kind of, in a way, he's the bridge to kind of help, make this relatable to Dr. Doom.
Sure.
But anyway, so Dr. Doom. Okay, anyway, so Dr. Doom's here.
He's creeping in the background. So he really is creepy. He's just like, you can see his shadow just like in the panel.
He's even for the very first page. Like, he's in the very first page.
Yeah, but it's just a black shadow just being creepy.
And they go, and the guy in the Tiger Shark, and then we're like, oh, we forgot about him. It's like, what, you didn't, you forgot
How do you
that,
forget about Dr.
How
Doom?
How do you forget about Dr. Doom just standing there the whole time?
He is a giant man wearing a cape. And a metal mask.
And the metal mask. Like, how do you forget Dr. Doom exists?
Yeah, but they did. And so then Dr. Doom, like, he's like, aha, I'm going to make Namor my buddy. So he zaps everybody with electricity, but not enough to kill anybody because he wants to, like, rescue Namor from this fight.
He does this thing where he stuns everybody.
Yeah.
Puts him out of commission. And then, like, Namor... But here's the thing. So so Namor's like... I want you to help me. And so he knocks him out. Right. So they stop fighting.
Yeah.
But then he comes to anyways.
Namor can't like make up his mind of what he really wants out of this part, or if he even wants this partnership to begin with.
Yeah.
Because like, so Doctor, he comes to, and he's like, no, Doom. And, and he's like, going in and out of consciousness, trying to,
Does he get knocked? He does eventually.
So he's like, Dr. Doom's like, I'm here to help you, and Namor's kind of fighting him.
But it's funny because what happens is Doom shocks, these other two guys.
Yeah.
He stuns them enough, and then Namor's like, oh, I don't know if I want to go or whatever. I do want to go, and I want vengeance, but blah blah blah. And Doom, but then like the other guys are still there,
yeah,
and they recover enough to start messing with, to come back at them,
yeah.
But then Namor and Doom start fighting.
Right.
And then eventually Doom just says, fuck it.
And
then
he just transports them out of there.
They just transport.
He's like, no. So, and then they're like, where'd they go? And they're like, I don't know. So Doom transports him back to his little ship.
He has like a Sequest ship or some shit.
Yeah, and of course Namor's still fighting with him.
But he's still woozy. He's woozy.
He basically passes out because he's exhausted. So Doom is like, well, I guess I'll just leave you here on the floor. And so
he doesn't. He puts him in a little.
I'm assuming his servants put him in a bath. I'm assuming Dr. Doom just leaves him there and like calls somebody.
Hey, somebody pick up this idiot.
Pick up this guy. So
I brought back a water hobo.
Like, not again. So Namor comes to and he's in like some weird chemical bath.
Yeah, he's in a chemical bath because he's got to be in water.
Hot mod looking chick like taking care of him.
Yeah, wearing... Dr. Doom just, has a bunch of hot ladies as employees.
He hangs out with ladies.
Yeah, some hot Latverian
ladies.
Winners, yeah.
So then Namor's like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get Dr. Doom. And he's like, oh, no. Dr. Doom put you in this bath, and he's very good to his people. We are his people. He's good to us. And Namor's like, oh, well, okay. It's okay if I hang out with Dr. Doom then. So then they go into like a computer room.
Yeah, he's got a bat computer. Yeah, he's got a very big computer in this thing, and like what is he doing?
It's the 70s. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's looking at maps. I assume that's.
I love old timey computer.
Yeah, these
things.
Huge things.
Huge things with like just different random panels of buttons.
So many buttons. There are so many buttons on these.
You can't tell me that that's got to be easy for him to use with his giant metal fingers.
That's true. He wears metal gloves all the time.
Yeah.
Basically, Dr. Doom is like the Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears a mask and he like crouches over his piano, or in this case, computer. And I'm assuming he's just like singing Andrew Lloyd Webber songs. I was going to call him Andrew Dice Webber, and I was like, that's not right.
Is he singing Andrew Dice Clay? Is he replaying?
No, it's Andrew Dice Webber.
Dickory, dickory, dock. Doom went up the clock.
And it's all on Broadway.
Dr. Doom recites Andrew Dice Clay on Broadway. I think that's...
Off Broadway.
Off Broadway, yes. More like in the ocean, which is where this is. He's going to do it here.
Jersey.
In New Jersey tunnel. Hey, I can't wait to see Dr. Doom recite the farthest off Broadway play ever.
So Dr. Doom has a bunch of people getting stuff together because he says, we're gonna attack these guys because Namor, I know that you have to like strike vengeance for that woman who got fridged because man feels and plot points. It's like, so I've temporarily set aside our larger plans to concentrate on your personal vendetta and kick these guys' asses.
Which is very nice of him.
Yeah, super nice.
Because he wants friends.
And Namor's like, man, I'm super impressed. So let's do this. And then, of course, Namor's like, wait, you're an arrogant tyrant. And then he like,
but you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, this he's like, I don't know, he's like bipolar or something. Because like, he's like, oh, I'm impressed. Oh, wait, no, tyrant? Meh.
Because he sits there and he's like, wait, you're a piece of shit. I just remembered.
Yeah, I think it's his eyebrows.
Oh, this is the one where... oh, you forgot this panel.
Oh, yeah, well...
I know we're 12. But
yeah, we are.
So the girl is coming to get him to go hang out with Doom. And
the girl's back computer / Andrew Lloyd Webber machine.
Andrew Lloyd Webber machine. And he's like, the girl's like, Prince Namor, Lord is pleased that you are recovered. And he asks me that you accompany... Or he asks that you accompany me. And he's like, Namor comes, woman!
And honestly, I've read another... He says that a lot because I've read another book with him in it.
He's coming.
And he says that, and I had taken a picture of it, put it on Instagram, and said, Namor, don't be too proud of yourself. Like, oh,
Namor.
It's not that
Namor's
big
coming all over the place.
Apparently, because he's always says, Namor comes, woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
But yeah, so he's...
Good for you.
So he starts throwing shade at Dr. Doom, which, I mean, as if anybody needs shade thrown at him, it's Dr. Doom. However, he's... I mean, look, I would be skeptical. I don't blame him for being skeptical.
No, I don't either, but...
And then...
And then Namor's like, oh, wait, no, never mind, Dr. Doom.
It's funny because he kind of has like this face where he's like holding his face and he's looking, he's like cranky.
He's
like,
so dramatic. He is a very dramatic character.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no, you're right, Dr. Doom. Let's go kick some ass. So I guess we're at the like space or not space of the sea base or something. What is this thing called?
Hydro base.
And there's like these, it's not all underwater. It is part on land near the water.
No, this is underwater. This is all underwater.
Is it?
Yeah. Under the sea.
But all these people there's all these people running around like humans and they don't have any protective gear on.
Because they're Atlanteans.
That guy's Dr. Dorcas.
He's in the building.
But he comes outside later. And the ship falls on him. That's how he dies, remember? That's why I'm like, I think it's not underwater.
Oh, it's a floating island. Okay.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay. And there's like these weird, they look like hats with
They're tentacles. Octomechs.
They look like hats.
They look like little saucer hats with tentacles.
They look like the hat Beyonce wore in the Formation video. It's coming out of the bottom of it.
Maybe she's a real fan of this comic.
Maybe that's a shout out.
She's like, you know what?
I gotta give love to Namor.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta give love to Supervillain Team Up number 3.
From 1975. It's a real deep cut. Only the real nerds will know.
only people that are gonna care about this are people that have this book. Because maybe because you'll never know. Maybe there's a lot of nerds that really like Beyonce, and they're like, "Yo,
yeah, that's true." Yeah. They're going through all of her videos and pulling out all the comic book references.
Hey, if you can find them, good on you.
And it's all in MS Paint with like circles drawn around it, and, like arrows and shit.
Yeah,
this is like Namor, like a big exclamation point.
So they're in this. I think they're in the ship here.
Yeah, they like fly in on a ship.
Oh no! Okay, so Namor or Doom shows up on a ship, and he's like, "Hey, I'm here to throw
a thing.
I'm throwing something at you. Like I'm on the ship, and I'm throwing something at you." And he throws like an anchor.
Yeah, which
like a gravity anchor.
At first, I thought it was just a harpoon.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why do this?
Yeah, it's like it wraps itself around. It's like an anchor, but then it also has like a claw. It's kind of like one of those machines where you try to get like a stuffed animal out of it and you just waste money. It's one of those. So it like claws him and then like it pins Tiger Shark to the ground. And he's like, Doc, it's stuck on me. I'm so weak. Because he's talking to Dr. Dorcas.
Yeah.
Who is outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not in the water.
And he's like, I don't know, does he shoot it off of him?
I don't know what he's doing here. It's like he's shooting him. He's shooting it off of him or he's shooting past him. I don't know what he's doing. He's just like, I don't have.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy it, Doom. Destroy it and you're next.
Like he's talking shit to Doom and this guy's like, ah!
Doom's still in a ship.
Doom lays wait, does like something where he just blasts a bunch of stuff off, you know.
Yeah, a bunch of people die, and all those.
Well, nobody. I don't know if anybody died, but he just kind of because all these octomechs are around, and he's just supposed to explode, and everything flies away.
Yeah, so the Beyonce hats crash, and Doom like flies away. So, what is Dorcas doing here? He looks all upset.
So Dorcas is upset because he's realizing that Doom is too strong for him, and for Tiger Shark, and he is freaking out, and he's like. Well, Atuma, we need Atuma to come here. And Atuma's like, I'll fucking rip him apart. Ah, right. You know? And as Atuma's going off to...
So Doom has run away.
No, Doom hasn't run away.
That's the idea.
Doom's providing
Doom flew the thing, because there he is right there. And so he flies over this hill.
Yeah.
Before Dorcas is like, oh, he's going to come back. So we need Atuma.
Mm-hmm.
So while all that's going on, Namor is freeing the Atlantean hostages.
Yes.
That they have.
He is sneaking.
And he's not wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
He needs sneakers for sneaking.
Yeah, no, he sneaks and he releases these guys and then he's like, hey.
He's like, hey, what about that red chick that's super hot?
I'm looking for some random chick. Like, he's always looking for, how many women does he have?
He's got a lot of ladies.
Because there's this one girl that.
I mean, when you have wings on your feet.
The girl with the sausage is dead.
Eyebrows, by the way.
And then.
This one's, wait, so the other, what it was. Green tastes like sausage. Blue tastes like tuna. Red tastes like beef. Is she a beef woman?
I don't know.
Is she a Texas Red
Hot?
She's
a spicy tuna. Spicy tuna. This
she's
is the
spicy tuna.
She's poke.
It's okay. So she tastes like poke.
Yeah. So she's one of the red. She's apparently a red Atlantean, and she's her name is Tamara, and he's like, "Yo, where's Tamara?"
And she's all, wearing like this.
She's dressed
weird,
like a
Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Exactly.
That's exactly what she looks like.
I'm just like, I'm like, why is she? Because she's got stars on her breasts,
on her boobs. Like she's wearing like a white short dress thing that has like an opening in the midriff, and then like the boob cups have like two blue stars on them. But she's, oh, by the way, she's also being stretched horribly on a rack, so yeah, she's gonna die. And she's like, I can't take it, no, oh no, but I'm still super sexy in my pain.
Yeah.
Don't forget, so Namor comes in and he like frees her. We assume, we don't actually ever see her outside this panel.
I forgot why he's so upset, because
this is it, this is the only panel she's in, and it's a full body drawing of her just looking super hot. You'd never see this woman again.
That's literally the only one she's in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Atuma shows up, and Atuma's like,
yeah, so back outside.
Atuma and Sharky and Dorcasy are shooting at Doom, and
right,
Namor comes up behind him and says, I got a gun too. And he shoots him.
Like a weird like energy gun that Doom gave him. He's like, oh, I'm gonna put them in hardened energy that even the Hulk couldn't smash.
Yeah.
So it's some sort of like weird energy resin.
Yeah. So he puts them.
But apparently it doesn't work. Because they get free.
No, they get free because he does that. And then he decides that by the steeds of Triton, that he wants his vengeance.
Are those like seahorses?
Yeah.
They must be.
Seahorses.
Right?
Seahorse steeds.
Little tiny ones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They ride little horses. It's funny because he brings, and that was Doom, I'd be pissed.
Right.
Because Doom's like, okay, here's the plan. You're going to like freeze them, and then we're going to like, you know, you're going to free these people, and then you could freeze them, and I'll blow up this thing. We'll just get our vengeance. We'll do this, right?
Right. And Namor's like, nah.
Namor's like, you know what? It's like, I'll freeze him. He's like, no, wait, I want to fight. And he takes the gun and he smashes it on a rock. So that they are free.
They're free.
They're not even free. They're only free. They're only like frozen for like a minute.
Yeah, a panel. Like literally a panel.
Like for a minute. Like he just has them frozen. And he's like, all right, this is good. Oh wait, this sucks. Like, fuck this.
Yeah, he's like, no, I want actual vengeance.
Though,
freezing someone in energy resin, that's pretty good vengeance.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
it's not monkey vengeance,
but
it'll do.
Namor starts like, basically, he just jumps into the middle of these guys, and this is the weirdest position ever, because, like, he's kicking this Dr. Dorcas in the chin.
He's kind of, like, doing a spin move as he's diving it, because
he's an Escher girl at this point, because he's doing boobs and butt, because here's his shoulders, you can see his pecs, but you can also see his ass,
but
even though there's no way, like, anybody could ever turn this way without probably, like, dying.
Well, you know, Namor and his great muscles. Well, here's the problem though, is that so he's punching. Okay, he's punching Tiger Shark.
Yes.
He's kicking Dorcas.
But nothing is happening to Atuma.
But Atuma's just like arg.
Yeah, Atuma is saying arg. But
is he a pirate?
I don't know. Did he? Because it doesn't look like he made any contact with him at all.
With Atuma? No, he didn't.
No. That's what, so Atuma just says arg.
Atuma's just like,
he's like, I just want to be included.
He's kind of doing that thing where it's like, you know, when you think something's going to hit you and you go, ah, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
I know.
You know,
he just wants to feel included. That's all.
Hey, I want to be a pirate too. Oh.
That's a preemptive arg.
That's a preemptive pirate strike. That's one of Namor's lesser known powers, to make you want to be a pirate,
make you wince and say arc.
Make you have a pirate flinch. that happened a few times to the thing when he was in the Four Freedoms Plaza. He just walks by and he goes arg, and he's like, what's wrong? It's like, I am matey. Oh wait, you're down the hall now. All right, I don't want to loot and plunder anymore. So Doom comes out of his ship. Because they bring him down somehow.
I thought he just landed. I thought Doom, because that was the whole, wasn't that the whole plan? He's going to freeze this. Doom's going to come down.
Oh, no, he says, no, he comes down because he's like, my weapons are failing. I've been using too much power. So I got to like be careful because these, the Octomechs, you know, are taking me out. And so Doom comes out, but then the guys that are, you know, Atuma's buddies are like, hey, Doom's out, blah, blah. And they, like, you know, and they start chasing after him.
Yes.
Including
and one of the... And now we find the worst character in this book.
The Atlantean...
Jester.
Because,
so...
What's his name?
I don't know. He's got a San something. Saru-san or...
Dr. Saru-san. He's a doctor, and then he's also...
He's the jester.
So he played, you know, he's...
Because he just shows up, because it's like all these guys are running at him. There's the... Like, all these dudes are going to come attack him, but instead of this battle actually happening, because it looks like there's a lot of dudes here swarming on Doom, the only person that we actually see... is the jester who starts making fun of Doom and calling him like a scary cat and shit.
And then why does he starts digging in the ground for some reason? Yeah, now he's on
the
ground,
but like the whole, look at all these people, they're running. This guy's shooting at Doom in this panel, but everybody, this whole thing has stopped so we can watch this fucker dig in the ground.
Because Atlanteans love a good tight five. When you're fighting, they're like,
"That's why this is Andrew."
They're like, "Hang on, we got to stop for jokes."
Is that why Doom is hanging out with him? Because he's Andrew Dice Weber.
Yes,
he's like gonna... Hickory Dickory.
Yeah,
sleep they sang to me like that.
Yeah. I want to start doing a bunch of dice bits, but I don't really feel. I feel like I have to, in terms of good taste, which none of us have on the show.
No, God. No.
I'll just leave it alone.
It's best not to.
Because it was just. I'm trying to think of good if you know Dice Clay and as an Atlantean, doing a tight five.
I'm sure he would have a lot of like jokes about dolphin fucking.
Hey, so I'm fucking this dolphin, yeah.
So
me and this dolphin were having a screw. And then out comes Dr. Doom, and I'm like, oh, my life. We're like, Dr. Blow Me.
That was pretty much a dice bit. Very good, babe.
I'm fucking this whale in the blowhole. Actually, I kind of wish that was a thing. Oh, you know what? I mean, I probably could if I really want to. They have those cosplay comedian.
Oh, things. There you go.
And I'm like, I'm Andrew Dice Clay, but I'm an Atlantean. It's all dice style jokes, but underwater. So I got these crabs, and I was like, oh, just like a pet, isn't it? And I was like, no, I got crabs everywhere because I'm dirty. He can't smoke his cigarette. Just a soggy cigarette.
You know? it just disintegrates and floats away.
Yeah, no, Andrew, you know that maybe that's something that needs to happen.
Yeah,
I hope all you people that discovered the show this week from me posting it other places. are impressed.
Oh yeah. So wait, I just want to get this straight. You want to get up in front of a room of people and do comedy as Andrew Dice Clay as an Atlantean, but we think it's a bad idea for me to cut an album and dance around in too tight clothing and a cowboy hat. I think both are embarrassing.
Right, but I feel like well, you can. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
If I made it comic book related?
It would be on brand, yes.
So it's like, let's pretend Big Barda divorced Mr. Miracle, married a rich old man, and then became kind of a fat trophy wife who used to be hot. And then decided.
No, she would just be same old Big Barda.
No, she became a fat trophy wife, though, because those women always look like kind of a little off. So she's got to be like a kind of chubby trophy wife who thinks she's still hot and doesn't realize that she's old.
You're Big Barda. You're beautiful Big Barda.
But I want to do a video where.
Oh, but you want to do the
yeah,
video
I want to be. Yeah, like a 65 year old woman in a string bikini video.
So would you sing songs about apocalypse?
I mean, what else would I sing about?
Or the female furies and talk about pounding men. Yeah. Men need a good pounding. Man. See, now I like it.
This is my...
now I'm into it.
The title of my first single is Men Need a Good Pounding.
What was the album? Real Life Sad?
Real Life Sad.
With the first single, Men Need a Good Pounding. Okay.
All right.
I'm on board. And we could tour. I could tour with my Atlantean.
Andrew Dice Clay. You can Dice open Clay. For me.
I get a Andrew Fish Clay. Andrew Dice Mud.
Andrew Fish Mud? No.
Andrew Fish? No.
No.
Andrew, you gotta have Dice in there somewhere. Yeah. I think people.
Andrew Dice joke. Fish.
Andrew Dice Fish. Anyways, so getting back to this dumb comic.
Oh yeah. So while that jester is, I don't know what he's doing. Namor is still fighting everybody. So
Namor's just having a good fight.
Yeah.
So in this
punching people.
And this whole time, you know, Dorcas is like, I got a gun.
Yeah, and it does.
My gun's gonna knock you out.
And he picks it up and kind of like.
No, he doesn't do anything. Namor's just getting beat up because.
Oh, he just got. So basically, he just got.
Because Tiger Shark gives him, like, the rhino in the back.
Yeah. I thought this gun was doing this to him, but apparently it is not.
No, but the gun, he's like, look, this gun is fully charged and you're weak, so you're about to go down. And just.
That's like when a parent's like, if you don't stop by the time I count to 10.
Yeah,
he's just counting very slowly. He's like, 8.5.
And he just keeps threatening. And then we go back.
Nothing's happening.
So then we go back to Doom. And Doom, you know, Doom's on the ground. And all these, you know, Atuma's buddies are like, let's get the stuff off of him. You know, we want his armor because he's, you know, got the space armor and stuff. And,
for some, I don't know where Dr. Doom got these things, but he's holding what basically look like two A-bombs.
That's what he says. He says two of the missiles fell off of the Octomech.
Oh, so they're okay.
Because some of the Octomechs fell, and so like these two. Well, apparently, these Octomechs are made of like paper mache.
And you would assume that if they fell and didn't explode, that this would not work. They'd be duds.
Yeah.
But
if you exploded an Aquamech or fell down, the missiles would explode.
Right.
But whatever.
Apparently they're just laying there in the sand, luckily right where Dr. Doom has fallen. So he takes them and he just smashes them together and he kills all of these people.
Kills all these people. Then he actually I like when he stands up because he doesn't think words. He says them.
Yes. There's no thought bubbles up, for Dr. Doom.
He stands up and he's like, my armor withstood the blast. And he looks, which is great because he looks like, almost kind of like he did on the one issue cover of the one issue of Secret Wars. I think it's issue 10 or whatever, where he just, like, you know, he's fighting the Beyonder and he's just shredded.
Yeah,
like his outfit's just shredded.
Yeah,
and you know, but his you know, his fabric's all shredded and stuff. He's like, my armor withstood the blast. I live. Dr. Doom lives. Hear me, barbaric scum. Or can you no longer hear?
Well, they can't.
Oh,
they're all dead.
Snap. Because I'm looking at your ears and now they're vaporized.
Get some ice for that sick burn, Dr. Doom. So Namor still fighting, punching Tiger Shark in the head.
He's giving Tiger Shark a noogie, looks like. He looks like he's giving him what I could best describe as.
Go ahead.
It's best described as back in the day when, what's his face? Sergeant Slaughter came back to the WWF. In the 90s, he used the what was best described as the atomic noogie as his finisher, which basically looks like this here, where he took his fist and he would drive his knuckle into your temple until you submitted.
Sergeant Slaughter alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He still works for the E.
Oh, he just did the voice for that cartoon. That horrible cartoon.
Yeah, he still did that. He's still around. He does, you know, he still shows up at indie things and he's a producer and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Not dead. Usually all the wrestlers are dead, so always have to ask.
No, he's alive, yeah.
So Namor's punching this guy in the head, and Tiger Shark is like, the doc, please. And this is finally when the doctor, Dr. Dorcas, is like, I should use this gun I've been holding for the last 6 weeks.
I know, you've been shouting about it for like a decade.
So he finally does, and he kind of shoots Tiger Shark instead. I don't really know who he hits here.
Oh, he's just shooting at. He's like, I got the gun, blah, 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 blah. And they're like,
Didn't hit anything. He's horrible. He's pointless.
Namor's like, yeah, you suck.
And then I think he hits Tiger Shark here because Namor, like, throws him into it and he's down. So Tiger Shark's now down. Because he's like, I'm not going to kill you, Dr. Dorcas, even though I want my vengeance.
Yeah.
But you know what I am going to do? I'm going to throw Tiger Shark's body into this ship that's behind you.
Into the Octomech, yeah.
And be apparently because they're horribly shitty.
Oh, these are made out of like made out of popsicle sticks.
It's hopefully gonna fall on you.
I mean, Tiger Shark is, you know, he's genetically enhanced, yes. So he's not just a regular body.
So he throws Tiger Shark at Dr. Dorcas, and Dr. Dorcas is like, "You miss me," but it hits the Octomech, which then falls onto Dr. Dorcas. He goes, "No, ugh," and it says, "It is done." So,
nope, he has one.
Guy's dead.
Yeah, he has one. He has one less pirate. He goes, "Arg!"
So that's what I mean, like. This is kind of like how Batman is like, I don't kill, but no, then he ruins people to the point where
Namor
they
is water
probably
Batman.
Die of complications.
Oh, Namor, yeah. Well, Dr. Dorcas should know better anyways, though. I'm just going to say this, because everybody else here is super powered, and Dr. Dorcas is just a stocky man, mm-hmm. you know, stocky evil doctor, you know, that, you know, creates stuff and messes with Namor.
Yeah.
You know, and he should know better.
Yes.
Well, you know, so yeah, he had it coming. Well, I don't really
But I love how Namor thinks that he didn't kill Dr. Dorcas because the ship fell on him. But he made the ship fall on him, so he killed Dr. Dorcas. But
he knew what he was doing.
It's still one of those things where, like,
you're not reasoning with Namor.
You remember that I think it's a Funny or Die where Pete Holmes is Batman and he's like shooting everybody.
He's asleep.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
He's taking a nap.
This is like, as long as I didn't personally kill him. It's like in the Lego Batman trailer where he gets in the Batmobile and the flame from the Batmobile kills all the people behind him.
Yes.
It's that. It's like, I didn't actually do it with my hands or a gun. Therefore, I am not responsible for their death. Even though you are, 100%.
Yeah, so after he kills Dorcas, they're like amphibious people. They're like scaly amphibious people.
Yeah.
You know, the one chick apparently he was dating.
What, the red one? She's not even in this.
No, the other girl from Jimmy Dean's daughter.
Oh,
the
first page. His fridged.
The fridged one.
That's right. The red one's still there.
Red one's still good.
So he'll be fine.
Red one's still good. What happened
Don't
to the red
about
one?
Namor.
So he's like, look, put them into prison. They're like, oh, we've got a prison the Avengers couldn't break out of, so we'll throw him in there, and they took care of that. And then so Namor's just kind of like, everything's okay. But Namor,
do I still hang out with Dr. Doom?
Well, but Dr. Doom is down there on the beach.
There's all these bodies because all the dead people.
Is that all dead people?
Yeah, those are all dead people.
I thought that was beach miscellany.
No, those are all the people Dr. Doom exploded.
Oh.
And so then there's Dr. Doom and the Jester.
What has he been doing this whole time then, just like torturing these people?
Well, no, he killed them all with the bomb things.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if we're supposed to think all this is happening simultaneously.
I don't know. It feels like it's been very awkward for the past couple of minutes here with Dr. Doom, because he's down there with the Jester.
The Jester.
And Namor's like, watching this from up top, and he's like, yo, that guy's a Jester.
Yeah, like,
what's he doing with
him? I was just kidding. It was just a joke. And basically, Dr. Doom is Donald Trump on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, somebody made 100%. A joke about me. Now I'm going to have to yell at them tweets. This is what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? So, yeah. We're Dr. Doom's our president.
Yeah, and the Jester's like, I just tell jokes. Like, that's I just my doing, job. I'm a comedian. I'm supposed to make jokes. And he's like,
this is what happened to Dice in real life.
He's like, here's some more unexploded bombs because all the shit on this island is pointless. Why don't you show me what I did to those guys? And the Jester's like, okay. And he smashes them together and he dies. And then Namor appears. Did he jump down?
He did. He came down. He's watching us from afar. He waited till this exploded. And
he was like,
I like that he explodes. So he explodes these bombs. And then, like, it's weird because the way the panel's set, it's like, he's like this, Master? And then you see Arg, it's in the same panel, but then, like, you just see his head.
Yeah.
Like, I think his head explodes off.
I assume so. And so Namor shows up and he's like, that was murder. Not like what I just did up on the top of the rocks over there, which was also murder, but that was murder. And Dr. Doom's like, oh, spare me your bullshit.
These two panels right here. these two panels right here represent the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to get political, people, but holy shit, I'm reading and looking at this because Denver was like, Doom, he was harmless. That was murder. And the Doom's like, no, yeah. I am in no mood to be lectured, Namor. Your value judgments interest me not.
Yeah.
I do as I choose and answer to no one.
Yep.
Yep.
Woo! So
I feel like I should take a picture of this and be like, America 2017.
Pretty much. And he's like, but Doom, we won. Perhaps we are invincible. But I wonder of what manner of soulless creature I am allied with. And Dr. Doom's like, beware, one day I will might turn on you, and our alliance will dissolve with your death.
I like how he's like, I did pretty good, but I, you know, and Dr. Doom's like, yeah, but I still suck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still terrible.
I suck ass. I'm terrible.
I assume he says this, I may turn on you and dissolve our alliance with your death. I assume that he says that very menacingly. I would like to imagine that he says it just like kindly, like, oh yeah, but I could kill you.
Anyways, goodbye.
Anyway, I have to go find a new tunic. This one's all shredded.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that.
Oh, so anyways, there's actually a letters page, which I didn't read.
Called Bad Tidings.
But it's called Bad Tidings.
I like that.
Yeah, like I think that makes me happy. Yeah, but that's it for Supervillain Team Up December 1975. Sorry, Supervillain Team Up number 3 from December 1975, featuring Dr. Doom and the Savage Submariner. Would you read the next issue of this?
Maybe. And the only reason I say I love these team up books, I love, you know, this is my sweet spot for comics. Mm. So I like all of that. I just don't know if I care enough about Namor.
Well, it doesn't always have Namor.
Well, that's what I mean. If it's not these two, then yes, because the last one did, because we were carrying on the story of how that woman got fridged.
Mm. Mm.
So yeah, if it didn't have, yeah, I'm not a big Namor fan. I find him...
Who is?
I'm assuming there must be Namor fans out there.
Are there Namor guys? I mean, I know Aquaman's got his folks, you know, but does Namor have his posse?
It's a good question. I'm assuming he does.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe. What about you?
I don't... You know what? I don't think so.
No?
I'm kind of depressed, actually. I'm kind of sad. I'm like,
that guy just blew himself up with the most terrible bombs.
And you know,
actually, it would have been better if they didn't work. Been like, everything on this island sucks, and then Dr. Doom like stomped him to death like American History X.
It's just something about all this is just very, you know, the way that Doom and stuff is. I don't feel good.
It's hard to want these guys to be here, like to read a book about these two and want them to be heroic. Like, you're just fighting other villains.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's all right.
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
But I mean, I'm not going to go out my way to find this out.
No.
So I'm just being honest here.
That's what the show is.
Yeah. Honesty.
Sure.
Well, that's it for this week's show. You can find me on Twitter again, at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. Also, my Instagram is Angry Hero Sean, and the Tumblr is angryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at...
Or the Angry Hero, I'm sorry. The Angry Hero, yeah.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, go online on wherever it is that you listen to the show. If you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Please write a review. Tell a friend. You know, and that stuff really helps. It helps. You know, share the links on Instagram or share wherever we're sharing the links. If you see it and you want to tell a friend about it, you know, tell them to go on iTunes and check it out, or wherever it is on SoundCloud, Stitcher. Tune in wherever you listen to the show. So please support. And don't forget the email address, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. You can email the show and talk to us there if you have any books you want us to read or things you want to discuss.
Yeah, suggestions are cool.
Yeah, things, or you want to correct us, please do.
Oh, yes. again, we don't do any research.
If you got any good names for Dice as a comedian.
Any good... Dice fish jokes.
And you got any good dice fish jokes? I am open to that.
We're putting together Sean's Tight 5.
Put that Tight 5 together. I'll do it up at Kamikaze 2017. Maybe. Who knows? Well, maybe Stan Lee will be in a room. He'll wanna sign me to his label.
Oh, I'm sure. Does Stan Lee have a label?
I don't know. Oh. I said he does. I got a label. Excelsior Records.
Stan Lee's never gonna die.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.